This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our study of Romans, we have looked at the first two major points, sin and salvation. Now we will consider the next point Paul makes in Romans, sanctification. This is the process of growing more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. The first two points have taken us up through Romans 6:23, where it says in summary, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." In identifying the section of Romans that covers sanctification, I find that I must go back to the beginning of chapter 6 and continue through chapter 8. That means I'm overlapping chapter 6, but I believe this is often the way we experience salvation and sanctification. When we are saved, all that God wants us to know experientially in our relationship with Jesus Christ is ours. Positionally, we are, as it says in Romans 6, dead to sin but alive to God. So in chapter 6, we have what might be called positional realities. In chapter 7, we will consider practical dynamics. Then in chapter 8, we will find powerful potential. Paul begins chapter 6 with the question, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means." The reason he gives is this: we died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? For many of us who have become Christians, this is an enigma. We find within us a pull towards sin. Not always, but it is there. I sure don't seem to be dead to sin. So what is Paul saying here? Read the chapter again and tune in for our next visit. And if you'd like to review these programs, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.